Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Sunstripes Warrior Cat Podcast. Today I will be looking at the Warrior Reb, which is a thing I'm pretty sure most podcasts have, but I currently do not. I only have one shout out, which is to Maple Dusk for favouriting my podcast on Anchor. Thank you very much. They have an amazing podcast called The Moon Pool. Go check it out. Oh, and while this is loading, I also want to say a few small announcements. One, we got new Wi-Fi, which means it will work better this time, from now on. It should anyway. And second, oh yes, I haven't received feedback. I would love some feedback, by the way. Please send it to me. But just from listening to other people's feedback, I realize I need to talk better. I speak way too fast and most people probably do not understand me. So I'm going to try my hardest to make it better for you guys. So yeah, please stick with me, and from now on it should be a ton better. Anyway, it's loaded like before I even started talking. Ooh. Alright, so I've just gone into the Warriors website and the first news display is the first ever Warrior Cat short story competition. Okay, I actually knew about that and I'm planning to enter it when I can. That's pretty cool. I'll tell you a bit about it once it loads. Okay, here we are. This is the little note that it says. I hope this isn't copyrighted. It's just a little letter, but just in case, this is written. I don't remember my grammar. Yeah. Oh, anyway, Vicky Holmes wrote this. Vicky Holmes. I think I'm getting that right. I'm sorry if I don't. But anyway, here it is. Hello, clanmates. It's Vicky here, and I'm delighted to welcome you to the first ever official Warriors short story competition. We have been in awe of your fan fiction for a long time, and I'm well aware that you have written far more words about Warrior Cats than will ever appear in the series. I promise there is no higher compliment than letting us know that you have been inspired by our books to create your own characters and stories. I'm terrible at reading. I'm trying. But first, do you send in fan fiction to this website? Or how do they know about the fan fiction? Do they listen to Warrior Cat podcasts? Vicky Holmes, if you're there, you're cool. Yeah. And thank you for writing Warrior Cats. All right, on to the message. You constantly astound us with new directions for the characters or entire new cast lists for undiscovered clans. We would like to celebrate your creative talents with a brand new competition, A Genuine World First. I've written the first half of a brand new scene. We would like you to finish it using no more than 500 words. And then that's just a starting year, closing year. Oh, there will be prizes. The winner in each age group will receive a signed by me or by Vicky Holmes copy of Into the Wild and a $100 voucher to spend in the official Warrior Cat store. That should take care of a few Christmas presents for yourself. I will also read out the winning entries in a special video on the hub. That is pretty cool. But yes. Oh, and it's in a video message form, but you can go watch that on the website, so I won't show it now. Anyway, going back to the display page. The next is new accessories on the Cat Maker. Oh, we have to try that out at some point. Oh, and that's just got the official home of Warrior Cats. Available now, Warrior Cats Minis. Oh, those are cool. They're like little figures. Oh, there's one holding a snake. I bet you that's Ravenpaw. And then there's 13 things you should know about Warrior Cats. That's for new people, so I don't think I need to go too much into this. The new release, A Light in the Mist. That's what Otterfell is talking about in our new collab. Go check out Talking Cats Chat, by the way, which is where me and Brambleheart and I do any and all collabs. Oh, there's a poll here. What are you most looking forward to in a Light in the Mist? Seeing how the story ends for our three protagonists, seeing whether Starkland returns, seeing whether the code changes, the final showdown of Ashfur. I haven't read that far, but I want Starkland to return, so I'm just going to click that. Oh, I haven't signed in. Never mind. Need to sign in. I'll be right back and sign in, because I'm pretty sure you need to sign in to do good stuff. All right. BRB. And I'm back. I have logged in, and the poll is the final showdown of Ashfur. 35% people said. Seeing how the story ends for our three protagonists, 25%. Seeing whether the code changes, 21%. And then me, the people who agree with me at the very bottom, seeing whether Starkland returns. Well, I guess that happened. Ooh, here is a new crow from A Light in the Mist. It is Firestar 2 Graystripe. You were the first warrior I ever saw. I hope you will be the last. You'll be remembered by the clans for moons to come. You were, and always will be, my best friend. That sounds too much like where Graystripe or Firestar dies. Okay. Let's see. Warrior of the Reek Gallery. Hashtag 122. Number 122. Rose. I guess it's a picture. There's fan art. There's a fan art thing for like the entire website. And then there's the leaders of the Prophecies Begin. Okay, I guess we'll check out the Royal Cat minis. Like the toys. I never even knew they were toys. Oh, wow. There's very much stuff. We have... Oh, yes, I guessed it was Ravenpaw with the snake. Oh, that is cool. Or you can get plushies. What? They're all sold out. Everything is sold out apart from, like, two items. No! All the large plush cats are sold out. No! Sorry for bursting everyone's eardrums. We shall continue. There's, like, most of the things here are sold out. I don't know why, but all of a sudden I really like Ravenpaw. And he's sold out. No, that's not good. That's not good. That's not good. And I cannot find any. Oh, no. Wait, is there more? Nope, this is it. Okay. I never even knew there was a Royal Cast store. Oh my god. There's stuff. Like, very much stuff. Oh. So, Series 1 mini collector figures are back in stock. Ooh, sweet. There's hoodies. There's massive hoodies. I'm just being awed by this shop. Oh, there's Cyndaquil and Brightheart mini collector figures. I never knew what Brightheart actually... Like, obviously I had it in my mind, but I didn't know what that everyone else imagined until now. That is very sad. Alright, There's mugs. There's t-shirts. T-shirts, yes, t-shirts. Oh, I was going to say, the River Clan symbol popped up and it was just a quiz, but I thought it was an item. I was about to say, what is that? Okay, I don't want to go. I'll go in clothing. Let's check out the clothing. Rusty, Firepaw, Fireheart, Firestar. Oh, wait, this is like the different types of shirts. This is not like... Alright, hang on. We'll go into unisex t-shirts. Oh, okay. This is pretty cool. There's a hoodie in the t-shirt section. There's two hoodies in the t-shirt section. There's four more hoodies in the t-shirt section. Wow. Oh, there's quotes on them. Hang on. Alright, so there is Graystripe, I will always be your friend. There's out here, it's wild and it's free. Don't think I'm finished. I'll be a leader yet. Tiger Star. And there's pretty cool hoodies. What is... Oh, they're like cat images. That's pretty cool. White hoodies. I guess we have to have a look at the unisex hoodies, even though most of them are in the unisex t-shirts. Obviously, there's all those that were in the... in the t-shirt section, plus three, four more. Okay, now have a look at the accessories. This is, no one's probably listening by this point because I'm probably just boring you to death by looking at the shop. But this is very interesting for me, right? So, shush. A magnetic bookmark. What does it mean by magnetic? What, would you stick a book on the fridge? Oh, it's sold out. Okay. Clan charm bracelet. Okay, that's pretty cool. Thunder Clan Royal Cat's charm necklace. Oh, five star bag tag. Art Deco Thunder Clan pin badge. Sticker set, more bag tags, a pin, backpacks. Ooh, big backpacks. Ooh, a bag. There's a bag. There's a bag. Whoa, there's a bag. There's a bag. What is that? Oh, there's an A5 notebook. Ooh. There's so many more bags. Bags. Lots of bags. More magnetic notebooks. More backpacks. And more bags. Alright, we are back in the Royal Cats home menu. Now, I said we were going to try out the Royal Cats Mini Maker. We're doing it now because I can't wait any longer. They looked really cute on the front cover page. The front cover page. Okay, here we go. It's so exciting that it's taking a year to load. Just gotta wait and play some music. I was just playing drums on the computer and then the door made a noise and it fit. Oh, here we go. Choose your pose. There's like a sitting down one, a standing up one, a sitting down about to lick the paw. Into the paw. Lick the paw. Oh, I accidentally actually licked my paw. Oh, my paw, my hand. Oh, wow, I can make him black, like extremely black. Wait, can I make him red? Can I make him red? Like, completely red. I'm going to try and make my cat about a yellowish color. Right. Oh, patterns. Oh, lots of patterns. I'm not even going to start to explain all these. That's a tiger. Rawr. Ah, none of these fit my cat. Just gonna do this one. He's itty bitty stripy. Oh, that just looks like a magical man. I just hardly want it to be visible. I don't want it to be visible. Right. Go on to the ears. What's his ears like? His ears are... Okay, those are weird ears. I don't want those ears. Yeah, those ears are great. You can't see anything. It's very sad. Or I can make it blind. I can make the eyes black. Oh, that's kind of scary. No, I don't want that. No. Ooh, let's see. I just made it and it looks like it has makeup on. No, we don't want makeup. I don't want it to be black either. I think they're... I forgot what colour my eye... I think they're yellow. Yeah, they're yellow. I remember now. Okay, now I can make the nose. Maybe just a few little freckles. I can make it have a moustache. I can make it have a moustache! I want a moustache in my cat. I'm going to make another light, dark orange again. Like I did before, just so you can see it. That also looks like a moustache. That looks like a beard. How do I can make it have a mouse. Oh, it's eating the mouse. Or the fish. Oh, there's lovely flowers in its ears. Bandana. Spiky collar. Oh, I can make it have a baby kitten. It's having a baby kitten now. I can make it have scars. I can make it have more scars. Oh, how many scars are there? They just look like lightning. Alright, well, I'm just going to make it have a rat in its mouth. A mouse. Oh, in the background, I can change to... What is this? Oh, it's just light. Oh, Starkland looks good, but I'm not Starkland. That also looks pretty good, but he's on a branch, and I don't think the kit can get up on the branch like that. All the River Clan one looks good. I'm going with that. I'm finished. I'm finished making a very lovely looking cat. Save image. Hell yeah. Saving my image. Don't know where that saved to. But I saved the image. Oh, here's the other book. Survivors, Brave Lands, and Seekers. Nice. Oh, what should we look at now? Is there any more games? This is in the game, so I'm going to look at the games again. Oh, let's see. What answers do you seek? Visit the moon pool. Ooh, I want to do that. Ask Starkhan. What is the moon pool anyway? I literally was talking about a moon pool podcast in the intro. I don't actually know what the moon pool is. I feel dumb. I feel very, very much dumb. If you're still listening to this point, that'd be amazing, because you're probably all bored by now. Seek the wisdom of Star Clan. Enter a question with a yes or no answer and let them guide your path. Oh, this is pretty cool. Hey, there's a cat's shadow. Is that meant to be me? What answer do you seek? Oh, that's puddles. I can click and make puddles. Ooh, wow. Now, the answer. Is Sunstripe awesome? Oh, it's going black. It's going black. Return to the dark forest with your venomous words. Can't believe it said I'm not awesome. Wait, what if I say, is Brambleheart awesome? I'm not even gonna bother telling you who she is. You should know by now. Alright, let's see what it says. It's gone black. You will need to ask StarClan a better question than that. Does that mean I wonder if that means she's awesome or not. I'm just that dumb. Oh wait, did I just get out of it? I think I broke it a little bit. Yeah, I think I broke it. Oh wait, no, here we are. We're back. Ask again. What answer do you seek? Nope, now it's broken. God damn it. And we are back. Once this lets me back in. Alright, here we go. Very spooky. I asked if Brambleheart was awesome and it gave me some weird answer. Is Link's heart awesome? These people are all awesome. So if StarClan says otherwise, then return to the moon pool when you have a question for StarClan. I asked you a question. I just closed it again. I just broke it again. Oh my. Now, if this moon pool doesn't work this time, I'm going to be mad. Okay, what was another person? Who's another person? Is Otterfur awesome? Ask. You will need to ask StarClan a better question than that. Why does it keep giving me these not yes or not no answers? Is Sunstripe awesome? That's the only one I got. That's the only answer I got. And it was saying that I should go to heck. But Warrior Cat version. Why? And now it won't let me. Oh, wait, here we go. Ask again. Right, you know what? Maybe I won't ask you if peoples are awesome. What should I ask? Are my listeners still listening? Because I bet you I'm talking to myself. I'm pretty sure. StarClan has prophesied that it will be so. Oh, so you're all still listening. Well, some of you might be. That's pretty nice. All right, I have at least one more question I want to ask the moon pool before we move on. How long has this gone for, by the way? I don't even know. A very long time. All right, can you let me do my next question? Here we go. Alright, now let's see if the moon pool is truly correct. Are my listeners super duper amazing. You better answer me correctly, because I know the answer to this one no matter what Star Clan says. The stars shine brightly in favor of yes. Aha! I knew it! I told you, you're all amazing. Super duper lovelily amazing. Yes. Alright, next. We'll move on, I guess. I wonder if you're actually listening. I'm still doubtful about that, but Starkman says so. Okay. Which mythological clan would you belong to? What power would Star Clan grant you? Which role would suit you better, Morrunner or Tunneler? Ah, I don't know that one. Okay, so there's a bunch of stuff. I guess I'll just do this one and then we might stop. Which mythological clan would you belong to? We'll take the quiz. Once it loads, because it's a very slow loader. Yeah, we're here. Ooh. There's images. Oh, wait, we're meant to be. Which of the mighty ancient clans would you belong to? Take this quiz to find out. It shall be done. Which of these genres is your favorite? Action, adventure, thriller, horror, romance, drama, comedy, science fiction, fantasy. Duh, obviously fantasy. Definitely. You're the leader of your clan, and a patrol has just returned to camp and informed you that a neighboring clan's patrol attacked them without cause. What do you do? Lead a retaliatory attack. Send a small patrol into enemy territory to spy on their camp. Wait until the next gathering, then accuse the other clan in front of all the other clans. Go to the other clans and ask for their support before confronting the invading clan. Step up patrols on that border. Take a patrol to the other clan's camp to speak with their leader, to demand an explanation to see if there's any way to negotiate peace. I'm going to attack them. No one attacks me and doesn't get hurt back. There's no reason, anyway. You have the day off. What would you like to do? Sleep in late and have a lazy day around the house. Read a book, watch a movie, catch up on a hobby. Go shopping, eat at a restaurant, something else outside of the house. Take a hike, go play a sport, do something else outdoorsy. Hang on, I was just dying. Catch up on chores, events, anything else you're behind on. Hang out with my friends. Either catch up on a hobby or hang out with my friends. I'll just do hang out with my friends. I like my friends a lot. Where would you live if you had the choice? A suburban neighborhood, the countryside, a big city. The suburban neighborhood. I think I know what that means. Are you a leader or a follower? A leader, you're not a leader by choice. You prefer to let others lead. But if the situation calls for it, you can step up to the plate. A follower. I'll say the leader by choice one. Your leader's ordered you to fight in a battle that you believe to be unjust. What do you do? Stand up to your leader, do as they say, join the attack as ordered, but keep your claws sheathed. I think that's how you say that. Sneak out to warn your intended opponents before battle. Talk to your clanmates and try to get them on your side before going to your leader as a group to talk them out of ordering the attack. Fight to defend the other side during the attack. No way. Oh. I'll just do as they say, because otherwise I'll get told off, and that's bad. Are you a morning bird or a night owl? Definitely a night owl. All depends. But would you rather know a difficult truth or live in blissful ignorance? It's always best to know the truth, even if the truth is hard to face. It depends on the situation. They say ignorance is bliss for a reason. Depends on the situation, definitely, 100%. Are you a lone wolf or a social butterfly? The butterfly. Ha, huh, we're done, mostly. You are a true warrior of Tiger Clan. No, wait. This is the old clan, so technically it doesn't mean it was with Tiger Star on that, so. These powerful flame-colored cats wore stripes as black as night splashed across their fiery pelts. A mark of how these great cats stalked through the darkest night in search of prey. You have the cunning, the appreciation of the quiet of night, and the strength to be of a true Tycoon warrior. Well, I guess we'll end it there. This has been one of my longest episodes yet. Go check out Talking Cats Chat and the Moon Pool at Royal Cats Podcast. And yes, please send me feedback. I hope to see you soon. Sunstripe out.